Well, hello, friends. Welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show, where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind. I'm Beth Williams, singer-songwriter, internet studio session singer, coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studios in Colorado, USA. Things have started off with a bit of a bang here at Hill Country Recording Studio. I dumped a glass of water on my desk. Message to everyone, we all know, don't put glasses of anything liquid anywhere on your desk where there's a computer. However, I got it straightened out. I got it cleaned up. It's all good. Hank, the Black Lab studio dog, is in here with me. He's sleeping. If you hear a little snoring now and then, that's not me. That would be Hank. Also, I heard a cricket just a bit ago, so you may hear the sound of Hank snoring, cricket. But hopefully that won't affect the great lineup of roots, folk, and indie Americana, Colorado, and Texas songwriters I'll be playing for you today. I also play a wild card on this show, which is a songwriter from somewhere other than Colorado or Texas. And today, I'm actually going to kick the show off with my wild card, which is Lonnie Knight. An old friend of mine, Freddie Arger, who lives in Texas, is from Minnesota. A couple of months ago, Freddie told me about his songwriter friend in Minnesota. Let me tell you what the Duluth News Tribune says. Lonnie Knight's guitar playing, both acoustic and electric, both in his accompaniment and his Lanier excursions, displays a beautiful, exacting feel. His singing has that dark, needy feel, like a tenor sax gliding through the changes. He's telling his story as he dives and swerves, and it magnetically pulls you along. Folks, you need to check him out, LonnieKnight.com. He's been performing since the 60s and has won multiple Minnesota Music Awards for Best Guitarist. Sadly, Lonnie lost his long and hard-fought battle with cancer yesterday and is now performing with a band of angels. I consider it a great privilege and honor to play one of his tunes for you right now. Here's Lonnie Knight singing 1,300 Miles from his CD, Portals.
This train runs to Chicago. This highway's headed west. There's coffee across the street. We'd better get some for the drive. Tell me about the weather, darling. Hold me to your breast. 'Cause I can't look too deep at what's inside. It's funny how a little thing like 30 years can simply disappear. I look into your eyes. I know why I live and breathe. If I could hold you here forever, there'd be no room for fear. But the coffee's getting cold, my car's warmed up, your train's about to leave. Some folks only get one chance, so far we've had two. But time and tide are funny things, no one can tell what they will do. Summer left and winter called. Across the miles and through it all, one thing, just one thing rings true. I loved you like no other. They can say that on my stone. I may never love another. You're always in that part of me that wanders at a starry night and cries out to the moon. When I can't find the answers to this mystery, doors have opened, so many doors have closed. But you and I, we travel on down roads we never chose. The pundits always tell us things happen for a reason and a purpose. Well, I suppose. I saw you just the other day, on a street not far from home, with a smile upon your lips and a teardrop in your eye. If you wonder why I didn't stop to say hello, well, it hurts too much to have to say goodbye.
That was Lonnie Knight. Check his website out, lonnieknight.com. Next up, we have Colorado songwriter Kerry Moran doing his song Lay Baby Lay from his CD From the Cradle to the Grave. Following that, we'll have Flat Top Reed, another Colorado group, doing their song Crazy Too. Right now, here's Kerry Moran, Lay Baby Lay.
Lay, baby, lay, lay beneath the sycamore tree. Think about the times we made songs here, just you and me. We travel from the countryside, search for whatever we might find. With no home anymore, we're still happy. Baby, lay, lay beneath this sycamore tree. Think about the times we made songs here, just you and me. Lovers through the decades, they all found a rhyme. They made sweet music beneath these branches and these vines. With no place to be, somehow we're still happy, yeah. Lay, baby, lay, lay beneath the sycamore tree. Think about the times we laid here, just you and me. I don't know if we will ever be here again. If I played here alone in the cold and lonesome wind, we ain't got no home, no warmth, we're still happy. Yes, we are. Baby, lay.
Well, yeah. Up this morning, got a buzzing in my head. Been up all night, just twisting in this bed. But baby, I'm crazy. Yeah, I know you think I'm crazy too. Yeah, but don't be leaving just yet. Don't know how crazy I'll get. But the only kind of crazy I got for you. Can't keep my old checkbook straight. Can't find my socks. Talk too much about nothing, and I'm wanted by the cops. Baby, I'm crazy. Yeah, I know you think I'm crazy too. Yeah, but don't be leaving just yet. Don't know how crazy I'll get, but the only kind of crazy I got for you. But I might be crazy, but I'm crazy like a fox. Keeping your expectations down, I don't sail it up over the top. When I get to working at Mojo Man, you'll be satisfied by your crazy man.
So where did you meet this guy? How far? Well, what did you say to him? Came right up to me and said, you have beautiful eyes. Oh, come on. I know. Well, what did you think? I don't know. That's just crazy. Crazy how? Crazy like, you just don't know. Well, what do you mean? Try to imagine.
Well, you just think you wanted a level-headed man. Little straight line Jimmy carrying his hat in his hand. Oh, baby, I'm crazy. Yeah, I know you think I'm crazy too. Well, don't be leaving it yet. Don't know how crazy I'll get. But the only kind of crazy I got for you will. Tap, tap, tap.
Look
out now. Well, I'm crazy. I mean,
you're not going out with him, are you?
Well, I'm crazy.
Oh, man. Well, watch yourself.
Okay. He's crazy. Well, sure he is, but he's
crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, you know.
I'm the kind of crazy I've got.
Crazy.
Well,
of course.
Yeah.
Well, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
Well, of course.
Baby?
Yeah, I'm a little crazy too. How about you? That was Flat Top Reed doing their song Crazy Too. And before that, we had Carrie Moran, Lay Baby Lay. Thanks for tuning into the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams, coming to you from the western slope of Colorado. The songwriters on this show are truly grassroots indie songwriters. I mean, they don't have big money backing them, they aren't on a record label, so your support of their music means so much to them. I hope you'll consider purchasing their CDs. Most of these groups are on Facebook, but there's also links to each of the songwriters on my website at BethWilliamsMusic.com/radioshows, where all these shows are archived. Where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind, it's time to swing back over to Texas with a tune from my old friend Bob Charles called All About You. Find him on Facebook, Bob Charles Band. Following that, one of my favorite songwriters ever, Shake Russell, doing his tune Little Bright Band of Light from his brand new CD, Little Bright Band of Light. You can find him, shakerussell.com. And after that, we're going to swing back up to Colorado and play Yvonne Meek's song, Ribbon of Gold. Yvonne Meek Music on Facebook. Right now, here's my old friend Bob Charles doing his wonderful song, All About You.
I got a bad, bad feeling. It's all about you. I got a bad, bad feeling. It's all about you. You were gone all night long. I got the blues. Will you quit me, baby? Said we were through. You quit me, baby. You said we were through. Tears on my pillow. It's all about you. Long and lonely nights. My only friend. Just can't bear the thought, starting over from the end. got to break away someday. Leave these blues behind. Got to break away someday. Leave these blues behind. Lost my only love.
From the corner of my eye, looking out my window as the plane took flight, glancing down upon it all as I flew across the sky. In the land of brightness is where I live my life. In this little bright land of light, it's where I spend my time. Hey, 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 oh, all right. In this little bright land of light, I love to watch the way you shine. Hey, hey, ho, all right. I was wishing upon a star. Turn around and there you are. First you cry and then we beat till comes a final sigh. Twilight sings the day's farewell, slips slowly out of sight. In a world of love and hate where we learn wrong from right, we're just here for a little while. Little bright band of light. In this little bright band of light is where I spend my time. Hey, hey, ho, all right. In this little bright band of light, I love to watch the way you shine. Hey, hey, ho, that's right. As we go dancing around the sun. In a dream the other night, I was standing on the face of Mars, marveling at the universe, our planet from afar. That little pearl of blue and green, standing out against the night. Thought to myself, that's home sweet home, but then I catch a ride to that little bright band of light. That's where I spend my time. Hey, 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 ho, that's right. This little bright band of light, I love to watch the way it shines. Hey, hey, ho, all right. Hey, hey, ho, all right. Hey, hey, ho, that's right. In this little bright band of light. In this little bright band of light. This little black band of light.
Like a river running wild, though it leads me back to you, I keep there's a ribbon of red, like a fire wild and free, as it rages through my head. No, it won't let go of me.
Too late,
no use in running.
Too late,
I can't let you go.
Too late,
chasing your illusion to find my ribbon of gold. My ribbon of gold. There's a ribbon of green, like a memory in my It's a treasure to be seen. Keeps me reaching all the time.
Too late.
No use in running.
Too late.
I can't let you go.
Too late.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams. That was Yvonne Meek singing Ribbon of Gold. Before that, Shake Russell, Little Bright Band of Light. And right before that, Bob Charles, All About You. And now, folks, I have a great treat for you today. A couple of friends of mine, and you've heard them on, I think, almost every show that I've done. I've played their music. It's a group called The Scones. And we are doing a Skype interview right now, actually on Facebook. And the name is Helen Highwater, Rick Stockton, and Harry Knipe. Harry's not with us, but Helen and Rick are. So how are you guys? Thank you for joining me on my show.
So good to be here.
Happy to be here, Beth.
First of all, how and when did you two meet?
We met, I believe it was like 1979 in Denver, Colorado, where I was performing. And Helen was working in the club I was performing at. And I was just doing a solo act. And so she says, hey, would you want somebody to come up and sing with you sometime? And so, you know, I said, yeah, come on up. And she sang a few songs. The crowd loved it. And we said, wait, you know, maybe we should do some more of this.
So Helen, let's see. Now, I know that you play the bass. Were you playing the bass at that time? Or did you just sing? Or
after we actually decided we were going to be a band and put an act together, then I started playing percussion toys. I had played guitar when I was a kid. And so I picked the guitar back up and I still knew how to play the chords and things like that. So I played some rhythm guitar and some percussion. And then eventually I played rhythm guitar all the time.
You formed the group in 1979?
That's when we first started playing. And yeah, and then we, you know, since Helen, we didn't have a bass player and she didn't play bass at the time, we picked up a bass player out of Austin who I knew, and he came up. We were living in Colorado, and he came up, and we started traveling all over the South, we suddenly got on this circuit thing, and we were playing all the way from Florida to Arizona, which covers a lot of space. And we were playing nice, like six nights a week for months on end. It was crazy.
When did you get the name The Scones? What were you called at that time?
We had many names.
The first one was OK Corral.
C-H-O-R-A-L-E.
Uh-huh. And then we had lots of names after that.
Primitive Moderns was probably the most well-known name. Mm-hmm. We played around Austin a lot as Primitive Moderns.
Okay, well, speaking of Austin, you know, my show features music where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind, and you two fit into both places. So are you both from Texas and then you move to Colorado, or how does that work out? Because I know you're back and forth.
Rick is from Texas. He grew up in Texas, and I grew up in the Chicago area. So we kind of both ended up in Denver at the same time, looking for adventure, you know.
And boy, did we find it.
We found adventure, you bet. Ultimately, then we moved back to Texas in 1980, I think it was, and stayed there until 96 when we moved up to Colorado.
Okay, so I have here that you are a true roots artist in that you're not with a major label and you're doing everything yourselves. You book your own band, you do your own promotion, your website.
That is correct.
I think it's awesome. So how do you decide who in the band is going to do what?
Well, I think everybody has their forte, and fortunately, each of us do different things good. I write most of the music, and we both sing. Helen is a great bass player now, and she does a lot of the computer stuff and the posters and, you know, Photoshop and all of that stuff, you know, so we kind of split the work between us both. That really makes it a lot easier.
I say he's audio and I'm visual.
Yeah.
And so are you self-taught? You just basically got in there and you're just working hard and learning how to do all these things?
You know, as far as musically, we both studied music a bit. Yeah, I studied with Herb Ellis, and who is a famous jazz player, played with Billie Holiday and everybody. And Jackie King, who was Willie Nelson's lead guitar player. And they had this conservatory in the Majestic Building downtown San Antonio. And it was a one-year course. And I did do that in the 80s. Because after playing for a while, I decided I need to learn a little bit more about this business. And it was great.
Well, you are a great player. So you don't just play guitar. You also play
banjo and, you know, various other stringed instruments. I'll play a little keyboards on our records, although I would refuse to do it live. Music is music, and it transfers from instrument to instrument. You can hear in your head what you want to hear. You can usually figure out how to play it on an instrument.
Your CD, Light in the Forest, is just fantastic. First of all, how many other CDs do you have?
We only have two as the Scones, because we were known as the Strolling Scones before that, and we did a bunch of...
I think we had five with the Strolling
five
Scones.
Five with the Strolling Scones, and then
we had two under the name Thicker Than Thieves, one under the name
Three in the morning. Some of them are out of print, and I think all of the Strolling Scones, anything Scones oriented is still available. We've been under the name Scones, Strolling Scones or Scones, since 2005. So we've done a lot of recording with them, and the Strolling Scones was a little larger band than the trio we have now. That's why we changed it to just the Scones. We had a bit of a following as the Strolling Scones, but it was getting confusing because people were thinking we were a Rolling Stones cover band or something. And it just got a life of its own, but it was worked for a while, you know. And then we said, well, we want to just do basically our original music. That's when we totally became the Scones.
Tell me about the Light in the Forest. Since you are a roots group, you have your own recording studio.
Yes, we do. When we moved to Western Colorado, we opened a studio, and I ended up recording a ton of people all over, from Utah to all over Colorado and whatnot. And we were really busy. And then we got real busy performing. And so I kind of just shut down the studio, and we made it just for our own use, because I didn't have time to record everybody else in the world. We recorded Light in the Forest on a 24-track analog machine, 2-inch, and then we transferred it to Pro Tools and did the final mix on Pro Tools. So it has a little bit of that analog sound to it. It's all original. We had a few extra people sit in with us on the album, but it was mostly Harry, Helen, and myself. We had David Snyder on keyboards on a few things, and he's great. I know you've we've played some of his things.
Have you been doing much touring in support of the new CD? And do you plan on doing much more touring?
Yeah, we've toured around Texas and New Mexico and all over Colorado. And we've been doing a lot of big festivals and summer concerts in the park throughout the area. We don't play a whole lot of clubs right now. We're mostly doing larger situations. We've got a bunch of things booked for the summer, but mainly in Colorado. We're mainly sticking in the Colorado this summer. We try to avoid Texas in the middle of the summer. We like to go there in the fall and the spring, but not in the summer.
Do you plan on doing some touring overseas, or you just want to stay in the United States? Because maybe somebody overseas will hear it and want to contact you.
We'd love to. We have passports and we're ready to go.
Yeah, we jump at the chance to travel. All three of us, the drummer, Helen, and myself, all can just take off to do whatever we need to do whenever we can. So we're lucky that way. We'd always had trouble finding drummers who could travel. We finally found a great drummer who can travel. So now that has really enhanced our ability to tour.
That's great. Well, if anyone's listening overseas, any music promoters, you need to contact the Scones and get them to come over there. The thing about your music is it's all very danceable.
Right. We call it Rockin' Americana because it's a little more upbeat than a lot of Americana stuff. But we emphasize harmonies and beat, basically, and also trying to write songs that are melodically singable, you know, so you hear the song and you can actually take it home with you in your head and sing it. When you get home, you know, we try to write songs in that way.
Do you have any words of wisdom for young songwriters in the music business?
Go where your heart tells you to go, because, you know, find where your heart is and try to express that.
Be authentic.
Be authentic, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, where do you see the Scones in 5 years, and what are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to get a major label deal? Do you just want to build up your tribe and just get your music out there? Where do you see yourself? Think 5 years from now.
Well, I really want to keep writing and producing music. Just keep doing the indie thing, I think. You know, I mean, of course, you know, the likelihood of getting a major label these days is pretty minimal, I think, you know. And a lot of the indie people are doing better than the people that are on the labels. And so, we're hoping to just keep producing great music, you know, is the idea. And I just keep getting better at our craft. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about music is you never get to the peak. You can always get better. And it's a deep well. And that is what we're diving into, you know, and just keep diving in.
So Helen, can you tell me again your website, YouTube channel, and also the Facebook address so people can come find you?
Yeah, the website is www.sconesmusic.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/thescones music. And the YouTube channel is just The Scones.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on my show. I look forward to playing more of your music and keeping up with you. And so I do want to invite the audience to be sure and go and like and follow your Facebook page, which is The Scones.
We would love it. And we sure do appreciate you having us on the show. And thanks for tuning in.
From their new CD, Light in the Forest, here are The Scones, Fighting in the Trenches.
Where did all the good times go? And where's all the love that I used to know? And where did all those carefree moments disappear? I used to live life day to day. I said what I want, I do what I say. But now I'm down and lonely standing here. I've been walking down this road right from the start, and it's led me to this battlefield in the middle of my heart. Now I'm fighting in the trenches. I'm fighting in the trenches. Fighting in the trenches of my soul. In the trenches of my soul. There came a day I ran away. It don't seem so long ago. I locked my heart and left the past behind.
pop the good times, they would never stop. Not knowing that it all would soon unwind. I was a driving hard when I looked back to see something in my rearview mirror was catching up with me. Another night, a lonely night, is waiting for me now. No way I can see to get away. I can hear the battle cry. I can't give up and I can't ask why. Gotta fight to live to see another day. Just have ourselves to overcome. And if we face that battle, the war can then be won. So we're just fighting in the trenches, fighting in the trenches, fighting in the trenches of our souls. No one here to lead us out. No one left to go out. It's just fighting in the trenches of my soul. It's just fighting in the trenches of my soul.
That was Fighting in the Trenches by the Scones. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams. We have the sound of Hank the studio dog shaking his head. I don't know about you, but I love dogs. So now it's time for the Soul Crackers, which is Michael Davidson and David Snyder doing a very funny kind of cool song called Big. You can learn more about them by going to David Snyder Music on Facebook. Then we'll have Colorado songwriter Sunny Hager doing her song Over and Over from her Pieces in the Dark CD. Find her on Facebook, Sunny Music. Right after that, we're going to swing back over to Texas to hear Miss Niecy and the Ear Food Orchestra do their tune, Crescent City Blues. They recorded this live at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio. But right now, here's Big by Soul Crackers.
Well, I like to thank all you women who ain't trying to lose any weight. 'Cause I don't care if you're big, girl, just as long as you don't hesitate. 'Cause I love them big. Excites me when they're wide. Yeah, I love them big. You tell the tale if you survive. Whatever the color of your skin, there's only one thing that upsets me. There are too many girls who are thin. I love them big. Excites me when they're wide. Yeah, I love them big. You tell the tale gets to shaking. You're driving right out of my mind. I love them big. Excites me when they're wide. Yeah, I love them big. Oh, you'll tell the tale if you survive. Well, one thing about big women, if they can run, they still can hide. Your bigness is fine. Don't care if you get any bigger. It's just more of you that can be mine. And I love them big. Excites me when they're wide. I love them big. Oh, yeah. You tell the tale if you survive.
Love but greed makes us want the things we think we need. And I see your point of view, so I keep reading and believing. All that leaves is to breathe, and we'll get through. I validate all the brilliance I create to meet in halfway.
Change and over and over. at the bar, barbecue.
I'll be spending money on booze and voodoo dolls.
I'll be home waiting for that long distance call.
Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe you'll get there, I'm gonna find you some curves.
Maybe this time around it won't be such good news.
Maybe you're gonna come back.
And now it's time for the Gospel Minute. The Gospel Minute today is Texas songwriter Janet McBride doing her song, The Gospel Yodel. Check her out at heroeswest.com. Right now, here's Janet McBride.
My destiny is heaven. I'm here to say I've made my reservations and I'll soon be on my way. I can't wait to hear the angel voices when they sing. I'll do the gospel yodel and make the heavens ring. It's time you decided what it's gonna be. Why don't you be an angel? Up to you, you're running out of time. Tell the Lord you want to go, or you'll be left behind. Cause heaven's waiting, what'll be your fate? Will you walk the streets of gold, or will you hesitate? When this world has ended,
If you're just tuning in, this is singer-songwriter Beth Williams bringing you music where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. I normally end the show with one of my own songs. However, today I'm doing something a little different. I want to say thank you to Freddie Arger for telling me about his songwriter friend Lonnie Knight in Minnesota and asking if I'd play Beeritz, a song written by Freddie who lives in Austin, Texas, and recorded by Lonnie. I said yes, and because of that, I was then introduced to Lonnie's other music, which you can learn more about at LonnieKnight.com. Leaving a lasting legacy of incredible music, here's Lonnie Knight.
Here's the goodbye that I didn't say, didn't want to hear it anyway. But believe me, darling, there hasn't been a day when I haven't wondered if you know why I had to leave without a trace. I couldn't bear to bring another teardrop to your face. I've been up all night again, talking to the surf and wondering when I am going to see you, darling, and set these feelings free. I have done what I had to do to be strong, to be true. What I wouldn't give tonight for a photograph of you. Summer moon over the Atlantic, I can see the lights of Spain. I would rather be in your arms and hear you calling my name. Are you painting much, my dear? Is your vision still as clear? Has your inspiration overcome your fear? Are you sleeping well tonight? Are your dreams in black and white? Is there a candle in your window burning bright? Summer moon on the Atlantic, I can see the lights of Spain. I would rather be in your arms and hear you calling my name. We've come so far, hand in hand. I can only hope you understand that this is just a corner, darling, just a message in the sand. And what's left of my broken heart wonders why we are apart. I think I have the answer, darling, but I don't know where to start. I think I have the answer, darling, but I don't know where to start. I think I have the answer, but I don't know where to start. I think I have the answer, darling, but I don't know where to start.
That was Lonnie Knight. Friends, thank you so much for tuning into the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show, where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind. Hank, my studio dog, has been hanging out with me the whole time. He says to tell you woof woof and thank you too. Hank and I will both be back same time, same station next week. We hope you'll join us then. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you to join me on Facebook. You can go to Beth Williams Music, click like, and then follow. And also my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. I've got lots of videos there. If you go to my website, bethwilliamsmusic.com/radioshows, you'll find this show along with all my other shows archived, and there's a link to each of the songwriters you've been listening to, so you can go check them out, learn more about them, and hopefully you'll want to purchase their music. Remember, these are indie songwriters, and so anything that you do to support them helps them make more great music. Until next time, this is singer-songwriter Beth Williams wishing you well.